This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
On Eagle 98.1, 2019 LAB Major Market Station of the Year.
So I know that you're a desk eater like I am. We are like running into each other in the kitchen all the time, warming up our lunches. So how nice is it to have delicious lunches now from Good Eats Kitchen?
Everyone I've had so far has been amazing. Today I had teriyaki salmon. Mm-hmm. I mean, Michelle, this isn't like, we talked about Good Eats. Really, they've solved a problem for me. It not only is it delicious food and it's portioned out amazingly, but it saved us time. My wife had her whole Sunday back, because typically Erica spends all Sunday cooking. But man, even if it's just you don't have time to cook tonight for the family, swing into Good Eats. You're going to have something great. You can pick whatever you want for every individual member of the family. My teriyaki salmon. Who cooks teriyaki salmon?
I saw your picture on Instagram, and I insta'd mine too. It was the grilled beef sirloin, and it was cooked perfectly, and it tasted like it just came out of the grill, out of the microwave. It was awesome.
I know what I'm having for dinner.
Yeah, it really is delicious. So these are good, ready-to-heat and eat prepared meals from My Good Eats Kitchen. You can order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Three locations in Baton Rouge and one in Lafayette as well, so you can go into the brick and mortar. LSU?
2020 schedule's out.
How about that? So we're 3 weeks away from the start of this season, and now we know next year's schedule. Michelle, I got to rail for a minute here for a second. You look at the schedule and a couple of things pop off. Number one, LSU is going to play Ole Miss in November. This is going to be the latest they've played Ole Miss on the schedule since 1938.
I thought that was weird. Yeah.
Right. Typically it's earlier in the season, sometimes around Halloween. Also, you'll notice that LSU plays Auburn the second to last game. LSU's got to go to Jordan-Hare on November the 21st. The reason that happened, Michelle, is because Auburn and Georgia have whined to the SEC office because they have to play each other so close to when Auburn has to play Alabama. So, remember, Auburn-Georgia is known as the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Auburn-Georgia and Tennessee-Bama are the reason why the SEC has the most absurd scheduling format with the one permanent and the one rotating cross-divisional. The reason that you can go like 15 years without going to an opponent in the SEC is because of those four schools whining. And you know what? It wasn't just enough that they got to keep those games, but now because Alabama and Georgia are both really good, the fact that Auburn had to go to Georgia and to Bama twice in 3 weeks, they complained about it. So you know what we do? We screw up the whole scheduling philosophy again. Now, LSU's November next year is Bama, South Carolina, at Auburn, at Texas A&M. Good luck with that. Meanwhile, Auburn gets UMass and Arkansas, and they get their breather because they went and they complained about it. I'm sick of it. Like, everyone who looks at the SEC office and says LSU gets screwed, I don't buy into that much. This is one of those times where you can point directly at it and say, bleep you, SEC. They screwed this up. They're completely pandering to two or four schools, and it screwed up the whole scheduling format in the SEC. I'm sick of seeing it. Yellen's not going to do anything about it, Michelle, but it makes me feel better.
How do you really feel? Matt's Moment, daily around 4:20 here during Southern Rock, presented by Good Eats Kitchen, with three locations in Baton Rouge and also in Lafayette. Matt and I have been posting our pictures of our Good Eats Kitchen lunches that you can see on Instagram. I know I've been talking about how I'm trying to up my IG game. I'm sure Matt is at Matt Moscona and I am at LSU Michelle, because I'm not that good at it just yet, but I'm trying. And you can also catch Matt's Moment daily reposted on our website at eagle981.com, and under shows, click on Michelle Southern.